And also that we could have tashmish with them, we don't have to think about other ladies. They save us from the chet of Urim Royim, Rashi here Raveiros Kedai. Even though what, they don't act nice to us, dismissed of these two things alone, it's Kedai to be nice to your wife. Mikra le Rabbi Yehuda le Rabbi Yitzchok Brei. So Rabbi Yehuda told to his son Rabbi Yitzchok, Omoitzani Mami Mavis Asisha. What do I find worse than death? That's a bad wife. Omlech Goin Man, like who? Goin Imcha, tell him like your mother. Rabbi Yehuda told him like your mother, he said, I have a bad wife. I Vomastin le Rabbi Yehuda le Rabbi Yitzchok Brei. I, Rabbi Yehuda, taught his own son of Yitzchok, another mighty Kervas Ruach Elam Yishter Rishayna. Person only finds his Kervas Ruach, his Naches, his good life, only from his first wife. This was his first wife, how can you talk like this? Shenema Yehi Mekorcha Baruch, Fisomach Me'eshes Nirecha. Sviyomalek Goin Man, Goin Imcha. And when Rabbi Yehuda taught his son this Pasuk, his son asked him, like, who? And he said back, your mother, so how could it be? First you're saying your mother is Mami Mavis, and now you're saying your mother is a Pshat, Yi Mekorcha Boruch, V'samach Mishtam, Neishas Nerecha. So, Maskif Tkifa, V'Avurei Mavro, B'Mila. Trashi Noicha L'Ratzois, O'Mavera Sami Deisav. The Pshat was like this. Maskitskifa, there's a dish. She was very strong, but she gave him a hard time. But Viavure Mevra Bamila, for is able to convince her to calm her down again. That's the pshat. So Mela was both there, both things, the Yavnach, he was able to calm her down easily. Even though she got excited, but he was able to calm her down easily. So Mela, both things were remiss. Morheki Domi Shara, what's called a bad wife, or Mabaya Mekashtale Tacha Mekashtale Tuma. Trashi. Puma means lakala lagade if adzom and sudek tel sarai. Say that she gives you sorrow, she bothers you, that's called a midwife.
All right, we'll stop over here.
You were holding off some of Gimel on the base. Near the top a little bit. Yeah, to first to the big lines of holding. Before that. So Mar says, Hechidomi, two lines before that. Hechidomi Isharur, what's called the bad wife? Omra Abaya Makashto Lataka, she prepares for you a plate, food. Or Makashto Lapuma, but she also has her mouth prepared for you. She'll give it to you. Kadrashi. Rashi Puma Lakala Lagadif Adzman Sudigarotsarway. She has the mouth ready to curse you also. Ravurama Makashto Lataka, Shitaka prepares the food, the plate, the food for you, or Mahadra Lagaba, but she turns her back on you. That's called the bad wife. Omar Rabbi Khama Bahanina. Kivon Shinosa Odanisha, as soon as a man marries a wife, Avanoisa Mispakin, his Averis go away. Shashin Istomin goes away from him, closed up. Shinema Motza Isha Motzatoiv. The Yothik Ritsoim Yashem. From our Rav and Eretz Yisrael, Kinosu v'nishin isaso, when a person used to get married, the vice is by the chasn itself, Amrile, they said like this to him, Amrile, hochi, motza oi moitza. Like, what type of a wife do you have? Do you have the wife of a motza or a moitzi? What does that mean? Motza dichsiv, motza isha, motza toiv. That's a good wife. One pasuk says, you find yourself a wife, you find yourself toiv good. Moitza, another pasuk is about a moitza dichsiv, what's worse than death? That's an isha. Like we had before, an amarova isha, and that means a bad wife. So a kid said, "Eretz Yisrael, b'shas the chasn, you used to tell the chasn, what type of a wife do you have?" So Rav Mefarshim asked the kasha, "What's going on? It's too late already. What did tell him? B'shas the chasn." So the Emes LeYakov and the Nesiba said like this: Marova was giving musa to the chasn to tell the chasn, you should know, it's in your hands to make your wife be a good wife or a bad wife. If you let her go, she may be a bad wife. But if you madrach her the right way, you'll make her a good wife. So you should tell the chosim, mashas the chasni, you should know, your wife could be two types. And therefore it's up to you to teach her the right way to be madrach her to be type. Right, Omar Rava, Isha Roa, Mitzvah Lagash. If you have a bad wife, it's a mitzvah to give her a get. The Chassid Apostle says, Gorash Leitz, like throw away the late for something dead, the yotze medoin, the yoshua is din v'kolin, and then they'll go away din and kolin. The yomar rov, isha ro uksubasim ruba. Let's say you have a bad wife, but the ksub is very expensive, so you can't afford to give her a get, it costs too much to give her a get. So it's a rosa betzida. Another way to is marry another wife. Have a tzara, another wife betzida next to her. So Rashi learns, yisa acheris etzla, marry another wife. The yamri interest, people say, v'chaverta v'lei v'silta. It's better a chaverta, a neighbor, or a friend, than thorns. So Rashi says, v'chaverta means mekabela techocha yoysa. She'll maybe receive techocha from another wife. If you have a second wife, your bad wife, maybe will listen to the second wife. Then silta, then kites, rather than thorns. The yomar rova, kosha isha ro kiyoim sogru. A bad wife is like a rainy day. Shenam the pasuk says, "Dolav turid biyom sogrid." For eishes midyonim nishtova. A bad wife is doima to the day that it rains a lot. Shrashi yom borid v'ruach. It's a rainy day, a bad day outside. That's doima to a bad wife. The yom arova bo ro kama toiva isha toiva. The kama ro isha ro. Let's see how good a good wife is, and let's see how bad wife is. Kama toiva isha toiva d'siv motza isha motza toiva. We have the first gemaras. When you get married, you find Torah, you find Shalom, you find Torah. Hey, the man with a good shidduch, everything goes all right. That's called an Adon. When he gets married, he finds Torah. E now, the post, E the Gavo Mishtoi Kro. If the post is talking about your wife, Mamish, it says, Motz Isha Motz Torah. If Isha here means your wife, Mamish, some more says, Kama Torah. Isha Torah, Shakosa Meshabecha, Meshabcha. Like how good a good wife is, the post calls the good. And Iva Torah Mishtoi Kro, the other Psha, when this Pasuk says Motza Isha, Motza Toiv, it doesn't mean Isha Mamish, but it means the Torah. So still the Gemara says, Kama Toiv, Isha Toiv, still we see from this how good a good wife is, Shah Torah Nim Shalabo, because the Torah is an example to a good wife. Now, Kama Ro Isha Ro, how bad is a bad wife? You see the Pasuk says, Moitzani Mami Moves, Es Isha. The worst thing that's worse than death is an Isha. I think it's supposed to be a Shuvah Sarashpa. It says the Pshat is, because death happens once and that's all. But a bad wife, at Chiyas Hameshim, will have it back again. You're stuck for life. Well, it's worse than death. The Isha Ra. Even after Chiyas Hameshim, will have her again. I'm a Shreya Pshat, because Chiyas after Chiyas Hameshim, she'll become a good wife to him. Yeah. So, you see, in the Ibe Gavo Mishtoi, Krif the Pasuk is talking about she herself, your wife, that's a bad wife. Kama Ro Isha Ro, how bad a bad wife is. Shakosu Magana, the Torah, the Pasuk says how bad she is. Mami Mav is worse than death. Ibe Gehenim Mishtoi Kro, the other Pshat is not, the Pasuk doesn't really mean an Isha, it means Gehenim. But still, Kama Ro Isha Ro, Shagehenim Nimshalabo. Still we see how bad a bad wife is, because Gehenim is a marshal to a bad wife. Says Hinani Mevi Ro Ashelo Yuchalati Remeno. I'll bring bad that you can't escape from it. Omar Rav Nachman, Omar Rav Bahu Azuisha Ro. That's a bad wife. Uksubasam Ruba. She has a big suba. The mala bad wife, you can give her a get. But if the suba is too big, you can't afford to pay it. So that's called I'll bring upon bad upon you that you can't get rid of. Nosne Hashem Biyodi La Yuchakum. Hashem will put them in hands I can't get out of. Again, Omar Chizo, Omar Marukfa, Bahi Azuisha Ro, Uksubasam Ruba. Well, that's the bad punishment to have a bad wife with a big suba. But my rova omru zeh shemazoy noisov tuluyim bekaspa. What's called give you something big you can't get out of? That's if the person's mezoynos is tulling his money. So Rashi explains like he doesn't have his own food. So Rashi shein lo izriya bekarka. He didn't plant on his own karka to have the food ready. To chol shem meitzav adoyik shematiyakar atfua or yinul shari shavim. Like he doesn't have any food in his own property, he has to go out to the store to buy it. And he's always worried, maybe there won't be food in the store. It's not like today. But you know, there's more than such a daiga that you'd be worried there won't be food in the store. So therefore, that's called a bad thing. My shenker, if you have your own food growing, you're never worried. Your children will be given over to different am. Omarav chonem bar rovir omarav zu eshes av. That means what? That your wife will die and have to have eshes av to be given over to a stepmother. The goy novo lachisom, omar rav choma bar rovo omar rav zuishuro. What is the goy novo? A bad nation? That means a bad wife. Uksubasam ruba. And the ksub is too big, you can't get rid of her. Rabbi Elazar Weimer, Eilu at Stukim. Plus it goes on Stukim. Those are the people that bought the Klai Yisrael that didn't dash in Torah Shabbat Peir. They made a lot of mistakes. V'cheinu Weimer, Oma Novel, Belibi Eilu Lekim. It means a person that's a Kofer in Hashem, that's called a Novel. V'masnitza Torna Eilu Anshei Gravivyo V'Anshei Matanyo. These ladies from these two places, Shemahalchim Aruma B'Shuk, used to go without dressed in the streets. She'ein l'cho meshukitz or metuyev l'fnei amokim yoitzer. The worst meshukitz and metuyev, the most misa thing, disgusting things in the eyes of Hashem is yoitzem emishem ahalach bashukorim. Somebody walks in the street undressed. That's the worst thing, meshukitz or metuyev l'fnei amokim. Thinking to dress in the street, not to go orim. We have Yechon Nomar Eilu Chaverim. These are the Chaverim, also a bad nation. Rashi Chaverim means Pasoyim. Rishoyim, or Mevazin, Vienna, Makir, and Kvodim Shoy Yisrael. They made fun, they didn't realize the greatness of Klai Yisrael. Omru led to Rabbi Yechon. They told Rabbi Yechon that also Chavre the Bovel. That these people, Chavre, this bad nation, came into Bovel. And Shogan Ophel, Poshti fell. He felt so bitter, such sorrow, he heard them came in. So Rashi says, Kofam Nofam Rav Tzal, like a fainted come out from the tzad that he had. Omrulay, but they told him, Mekabla Shoichta, you should know these chavrim, even though they're so bad, but they accept bribes, all you gotta do is give them some money and they'll be okay. Toretz, then he got up, he was okay. Yosef, now, then he sat up. Gozru al Gimel, the Chavroyim by his mates, rebid Gzeres and Klai Yisrael, Mevnei Gimel. Because Klai Yisrael themselves did three bid Averis. Gozru al Abosor, Mevnei Hamatonis. There were Gozru on the Bosor, so Rashi learns, Shlo Yoicha Bosor Shruta. They made a Gzeres, you can't eat meat, Keshochtin. And why did they make a Gzeres? So Rashi says, because they did not give Matonis Lakuna. The Kaiso at that time did not give the matonis to the Kain, they did not give the Zroya and the Lechayim and the Keva, so because of that the Goyim made a Gzera, you can't eat Bosa Shkutu. They made a Gzera, you can't take any baths, you can't wash yourself, so why must have they had Tefillah? As vice versa, the Noshim were in Nizron going to the Mikvah. So because of that, they made it very b'chlal, nobody could go to the take a bath. Ko mechatete shichvi, what they used to do was, Rashi, if people died, Rashi might see in hanigborim mikvareim. They would dig out the dead people from the kvareim, Christ, they would use them, sell them, mefnei shesmechim b'yodeidim. Because the Jews was the simcha, the time of their simcha. The Yom Eidim means their Avodah Zorah, the day of their Avodah Zorah, even the Jews were happy at that time. Trash Yismechem B'Yom Eidim, Bo Aleim Zulag Zerah L'Sabo Bo, in order they should have a Bislavelis. Shinem Avo Hoysu Yad Hashem Bochem Uva Vaseichem. Trash Yibchem Uva Vaseichem, V'yavoysun Kva Meisu, O Ma'amaki Yesh Bem Alechotete Shechvi, means that they used to take out the dead bodies and then take them out of the basic verse. Omar Rabba Bar Shmuel, Zu Chatuga Shchivi. That's what they used to dig out the dead bodies. The Yom Amar, the Ovon Chayim Meisim Mischatatin. Because the Averis that Chayim do, the Mole that comes to Meinish, that they take away the from the basic forest, they steal the Meisim. Omale Rovol Rabba Bamori. Siv, one Pasuk says, Lo Yasvov Lo Yikperu. They won't be put into the kfura, they won't be buried, they'll be lying on the ground. Another pasuk says, that want to be better, movis, they'll be better dead than alive. It's better what death for Rishoyim, that that's what pasuk means. That for Rishoyim it's better they should die, rather than they should live on this world and do what there is, and have to eventually fall into Gehenna. Rashi says, "Uksiv nifchu moves michayim basra du kro the hoil v'yei nitn mekfura hech yifchu achayim lomos." Like if you tell me now it's so bad they don't have a kfura, so how could you say it's better to die than to alive? It's a terrible zach. And that the Gemara says, so Rashi says, "Omalei hanifchu loikom mishiyu hein boichre moves." Doesn't mean that they're going to choose to die. Just means the Navi is saying that for Rishoyim, they're better off if they would die, rather than doing Averis and have to go to Gehenna. Kosu the Sefer Ben Siroi. Says in the Sefer Ben Siroi, Isha Toivo Matona Toivo Labaila.
good wife is a good present to the husband. Uksiv toivo bechek yirelakim tinosin. That Hashem gives a toivo to the nechek of yirelakim. Ishuro saras labayla. Bad wife is like leprosy to her husband. Mata kante, what's the kante? You go shenu v'yisrati mitzarata. Give her a gift and then you'll heal yourself. Isha yofa, pretty wife. Ashrei baila, it's good for the husband. Mispa yom of kiflaim, love like a double life. So Rashi learns it means kloima somach bechelka, be very happy with what he has. For doimula kilu yom of kiflaim. Not that your mamish lived twice as long, but you should have happy days. So it's as if you live twice as long. In helem einecha miyeshes chein, take your eyes away from a nice lady. Rashi shalachem, don't look at somebody else's nice wife. Maybe you'll be caught with her. Al teitei tzabala, don't go near the husband. Limsoich ima yain, to drink with him wine v'sheicher
and beer. Ki b'soyer isha yofa, because of a pretty lady. Rabbi mushchos, a lot of people were like lost. V'yatzumu call her wagehu, and they're killed because of her. Vaita, rabim hoyu p'tsoyi reichel. Harmagilim. A lot of people got hurt also because of the reichel. That's the person that sells a makeup to ladies. Ledvar erva, brings you to dvar erva. Kenitzutz marver gachelis, like a spark that lights up by a coal. It's like it's no good. Like to sell these spices, these perfume to ladies, because it's more is the type of erva, like a spark marver gachelis, like burns up by a coal.
Selling makeup to the ladies is smagbiyut to dvar erva. Kenitzus, like a spark to the coals. Ki kluv molay oif, kain, like a kluv, that's a chicken coop, full of chickens. Kain vateya malaya mirma. That's same thing, the houses are full of mirma. Al totsir tsoras mocher. Don't worry about tomorrow's troubles. Don't be worried about what's going to happen tomorrow. Ki loiseda mayula joim, you don't know what's going to happen today. Sherma mocher bo vienenu nimso. Maybe tomorrow will come and you're not going to be here anymore. Like, who says you're going to live tomorrow? Mitztayer al olam shen shaloi. Come to sense, yesterday you worried a whole day for nothing. So don't worry about what's going to be tomorrow. Take care of today. Mona rabbi mitoich beisecha. Don't have a lot of people come to your house. For loy hakril tovi beisecha. Don't let a lot of people come. Loy hakril tovi beisecha. Not everybody. You have to know who to let in, who not to let in. Like, rishoyim, bad people, the Zionists, don't let into your house. Rabim yil dor sheish lenecho, let a lot of people ask you how you're doing. Or the gilas soy liyechem yelef, don't tell over the private things only to one in a thousand. Like private things, you don't have to tell everybody. Let everybody ask how you're doing, but private things, the soy, you don't have to tell over. Omer Rabbi Asi, ein ben David boach yichlo kol haneshama shebeguf. The Mashiach won't come until all the neshamas are used up from this oitzer, this warehouse in Shemayim called the Guf. That's a special oitza warehouse where all the neshamas are. Shenemar pasuk says, "Ki ruach melafon ayetav for neshamas asi ani asisi." Kodesh Baruch Hu made the neshamas, and until all the neshamas are used up, the Mashiach can't come. Tanya Reb Lezer Weiner, "Kol mi shein oisik b'piri yivrivya." Whoever's not oisik and getting married, having children, is kilu shreifach dam. It's like he killed people. Shenemar shreifach dam dam hodam yebodam is dam yishpech. Yoksiv basra viyatim puravu, so mashmo biyosik nepuravu, and if not, it's called like you killed. Rabbi Yaakov oimer kilu mamayat hademus. It's like you're taking away the demus of Hashem. Shenema the pasuk says ki b'tzelam alakim osnes adam. Yoksiv basra viyatim puravu. So if you have children, that's like you're making tzelam alakim. If not, you're taking away from the tzelam alakim. Rabbi Yaakov oimer kilu mamayat hademus. But Ben Azai Oimer, Ben Azai said, Kilo Shefech Domin. It's like both he says, if you're killing, or Mamayat HaDemus, you're also taking away the Demus of Hashem. Shenem and the Apostle says, V'yatem Pur Revu, and both like this, and says, Kiptelem Olekim Os Odom, and says, Shefech Dom. So that's what Ben Azai says, both things you're doing wrong. Gemara says, Omer Lele Ben Azai, they said back to Ben Azai, that Yesh no Dorish V'no Mekayim. Some people dashen very nicely, and they do it also, the Mekayim it. But no Mekayim Vienna no Dorish. Some people are Mekayim, do what they say, even though they don't dashen it. But V'yata, you Ben Azai, no Dorish, you're dashening, you're saying very good, Vienna no Mekayim, but you're not doing what you said, because Ben Azai did not get married. So here Ben Azai said he's supposed to get married, and he himself didn't get married. Omalehem ben Aza, Yulmaesa, what should I do? Shenavshi choshko batayra. That was the midah. Ben Aza is put on aloch, you're allowed to do this. The first is mamish, nafshi choshko batayra. He was a big master, but he was learning Torah the whole day. He had no time to get married. Such a person that could say nafshi choshko batayra, he has the head to not to get married. That was Ben Aza. But this man is there, we don't have it. Eshul Yerlam, he said, she is kaim ma'idei acherim. In other sense, the world could be mekayim of other people. But me, myself, I have to sit and learn Torah the whole day. Tan Yidich, learn another brayso, Rabbi Elazar, why me, call me, she'enoyis gefiri of Rivia, kilu sheifach domin. She'enem ma'ashreifach domin ho'odom, v'samach lev yatim fru revu, Rabbi Elazar, v'nazai yoyim, kilu ma'it atmus. Ben Azla yoyim, the same thing, anomu leben Azla yesh no derish. The same thing, just a bit different man the yomim. It came out that Ben Azla said, like, both things you're doing wrong. You might have demus and you're over like Shoifach Domin. Why didn't he himself get married? Because he was Nafshi Choshka Batayra. Tana Rabbanan, the Christ says, the Pasuk says, Uvunucha Yoimar Shubu Hashem, River Voice Alpha Yisrael. When they rested, Hashem came back, River Voice Alpha Yisrael. 10,000s of Alpha Yisrael.